Nihon Cricket Pod do yokoso. Welcome to the Japan Cricket Podcast, bite-sized World Cup qualifier editions. Coming to you live from Amini Park. We've got Papua New Guinea playing Vanuatu in the background, so you might hear some noise from that game. Vanuatu trying to chase 149 to do Japan a pretty big favour. With me today, I've got two of the young boys on tour. We've got Lachlan Yamamoto Lake and Declan Suzuki. G'day, Lockie.
G'day, thanks for having me.
G'day, Declan. G'day, Declan.
Hello, how are you?
That's very formal. We can actually just repeat the whole thing. We're starting again on the recording here. We're just going to have to redo a whole load of stuff. So, Lockie, how's it been in Papua New Guinea so far? How's it treated you?
Hasn't been too great. Been a bit sick all week, but cricket-wise, it's been pretty good. Getting around the boys, and we're enjoying our cricket, enjoying our time together. But yeah, Papua New Guinea's a new environment for me. Bit of a struggle, but...
Taking a bit of getting used to. Is it the different food, different environment, or is it the... You were a bit crook on the flight on the way over, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a bit of a cold, and then sort of the air around, people burning a lot of plastic in the streets, and that's not helping my respiratory system. But yeah, we move on. The food's been good though.
Hasn't it? As for you, Declan, feeling comfortable in the environment?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I've quite enjoyed my time in Papua New Guinea and hanging around all the boys and playing some cricket. So cricket-wise, it's been really good as well. Our first three games have been really promising. We lost yesterday, but still the cricket that we've been playing is really good, and looking forward to the next three games.
Norman Vanua is coming on to bowl, that's good. Yeah, you managed to get a few away yesterday. Was it nice to spend a bit of time in the middle? You're batting quite low down the order, but you had a good chance to bat some time yesterday and made a few.
Yeah, it was good to get a few off the stick. Hopefully next three games I won't be in so early, but now it's good to spend a bit of time in the middle, and hopefully my form will continue.
Now, of course, you missed the Sri Lanka Emerging Series with an injury. Back to full fitness, and you're looking pretty sprightly in the field. Great catch against Vanuatu.
Yeah, I've missed 10-11 weeks of cricket since the Sri Lanka series, through a herniated disc and fractured spine, which is not ideal, but done a bit of rehab since then, and back to probably 95% fitness. So
serves you right for playing such a rugged sport as Aussie rules football, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
Now, Lockie, you made a few runs against the Philippines last time out, got them again today.
Yeah.
Does that give you a bit of a boost in the confidence levels?
Yeah, absolutely. I like to approach each game with full confidence, whether or not I've been making runs or not. For me, game plans basically just get through that power play and I'm basically set. That's just that first couple overs I need to get through.
Yeah, you had a chance to spend a bit of time out in the middle in that first game, but looking to bounce back today. Obviously a defeat for the boys yesterday, as Declan mentioned, but mood in the camp seems pretty upbeat, I thought, and your role, pretty important one, as bus DJ.
Yeah, that's right. Been sharing it around a bit with Mia and Dec, but yeah, just trying to... The boys are coming in with full confidence all the time, whether we come off the lose or we've won a game really well, so got full confidence in everyone's role in the team.
Now, it's the first time on the podcast I've had a couple of roommates, so who's going to dish the dirt on the other one? What's it like? I had the misfortune of walking past an open door to your room the other day. It didn't look all that tidy. How's it going in there?
Oh, it's not too bad. He doesn't wash his clothes, that's all.
Just is that a tour thing, or is that just ever, do you think?
Just ever.
Lockie, do you have anything to defend yourself?
Yeah, so Declan washes his clothes. It's mainly because he smells worse than me. I don't actually have to wash my clothes.
You're one of those guys who just smells beautiful all the time.
Yeah, my farts smell like cotton candy.
Thank goodness. Yeah. Thank goodness, because there's been a lot of baked beans for breakfast, so I assume there's a lot of cotton candy coming out.
Yeah.
Talking about the facilities here, looking around, we've talked about Papua New Guinea in general. We had a day at the Luata Island the other day. You guys both hit the snorkeling, and I imagine, from what I've been told, Lockie, your back is about as red as Declan's T-shirt.
Yeah, the top of my head more so.
I didn't notice that. I wasn't sure if that was just the hairstyle or if you've been fully cooked.
Yeah, well, yesterday I had a bit of a peeling episode due to major sunburns. It hasn't been great with the cold as well, like I said. But yeah, we move on.
The challenges of tour life. Yeah. Last few games to go. Tour starting to wind down, even though it feels like we're winding down, even though we've got three matches to go. Still plenty to play for. Looking ahead beyond this, we've got the Asian Games on the horizon. Something you're both looking forward to?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's very good for Japan cricket to play, for our men's team to play in our first Asian Games. And for our East Asia Pacific region, Japan's one of the strongest teams, I think. Especially against Papua New Guinea, I think we've got a real chance of beating them. Hopefully we can take our form through this tournament into Asian Games in September.
And the other thing that was pretty high on the Japan cricket radar in recent times was the under-19s. Now, lucky your brother was the star of the show down there, took record-breaking figures of 7 for 11. He come back pretty high on cricket?
Yeah, he's just come out of that full of confidence, and he's been a bit off cricket in the past couple of years, full of volleyball and school, but I think after this he's really motivated to get going, playing for Willetton Dragons this year in Perth. It's really exciting to see where he's going to go, because he's got a lot of potential, that kid.
Yeah, I remember you saying a few years ago that he's been quite a handy net bowler for you in his youth, and starting to show that he's taking those skills into adult cricket now.
Yeah, absolutely. He makes me struggle in the nets, which is good. Got a lot of pace behind the ball, which is also good for me coming into teams like Papua New Guinea, where they got a lot of quick bowlers. And, yeah,
just looking at this group that we're playing against, the Philippines, Vanuatu and Papua New Guinea, it has been a step up in quality, hasn't it, from the sub-regional? How's that? Has that been really noticeable for you guys?
Yeah, I think it's a level up from the qualified Bs, and we were expecting that coming here. But it's good. It's good to play against the top quality sides and push them and see how we stack up against the rest of the competition.
Quite right, fellas. So three big games to go. Thanks very much for joining me. We'll let you get back to the comforts of the... I'm not quite sure what we call it, the open air tented sort of area where we'll be watching the rest of this game. Thanks, boys.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. See you next time.
Until next time.